Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. Lady Gaga singing the national anthem on a cold, breezy, but sunny inauguration day for President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris today. On a historic day in the nation's capital, Biden using his inaugural address to call for healing in a nation that has become even more bitterly divided over the past 4 years.
My whole soul is in it. Today, on this January day, my whole soul is in this, bringing America together, uniting our people, uniting our nation. And I ask every American to join me in this cause.
Three former presidents were on hand for today's inauguration, while one outgoing president, Donald Trump, was notably absent, having left Washington hours before Biden swearing in. After a scaled-down parade down Pennsylvania Avenue, the first family went to the White House. Security was tight, with 25,000 National Guard troops on the streets of D.C. following the storming of the Capitol 2 weeks ago by pro-Trump extremists. Fireworks were heard ringing out this hour in Washington as part of the inaugural celebration. Around 100 demonstrators from the Black Lives Matter movement and other progressive organizations peacefully rallied at the Colorado State Capitol after Biden's inauguration today. As Colorado Public Radio's Benta Berkland reports, other more militant protesters were more confrontational.
The protests began as mostly a celebration of the change in Washington. Rick Bryant, a retired forklift driver, says he feels a huge sense of relief that former President Trump is no longer in office and is glad to have a president that, quote, listens to common sense. Bryant says he's been anxious for the past 4 years.
They better be glad that it's over. It's over with now. He's gone. Thank God.
Later in the day, several dozen protesters dressed in black and carrying communist flags chanted anti-Trump and anti-Biden slogans. They burned a large American flag and a Trump flag. Law enforcement tried to put out the fires, but eventually allowed them to burn. For NPR News, I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.
Stocks closed lower today. Here's Scott Horsley.
Investors seem to welcome the incoming administration. All the major stock indexes continued their remarkable comeback from pandemic lows last spring. The Dow rose 0.8%, the S&P 500 index jumped 1.4%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ was up nearly 2%. President Biden is not likely to focus as much attention on the market's day-to-day performance as his predecessor, who often treated stocks as a kind of personal scorecard. Both the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the AFL-CIO offered praise for the new president. The chamber applauded Biden's first-day moves on immigration and the Paris Climate Accord.
You're listening to NPR. Leaders across Europe are enthusiastically congratulating the new American president and vice president. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, millions of Europeans tuned in to the inauguration ceremony.
We've learned again.
Nous avons suivi la volonté du peuple.
French news channels carried live coverage of Biden's speech. We are stronger together, tweeted President Emmanuel Macron. Welcome back to the Paris Agreement. Rejoining the climate accord is one of the first actions of the Biden administration. Ian Lesser of the German Marshall Fund says European leaders are relieved.
The sense that after four very difficult years, there's an opportunity to set things back on course, not only in terms of style, but also in terms of substance.
EU Commission head Ursula von der Leyen tweeted, "Thank you for the inspiring address and for the offer to cooperate." German Chancellor Angela Merkel called the inauguration a true celebration of American democracy and said she looked forward to a new chapter of German-American friendship. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Online retail giant Amazon, the second largest employer in the U.S. behind Walmart, is pledging on President Biden's first day in office to help the incoming administration in its ambitious goal of vaccinating millions more Americans against the coronavirus. Amazon Consumer CEO Dave Clark, in a letter addressed to the president and seen by Reuters, says it's in agreement with a healthcare provider to administer vaccines at its facilities and move forward once doses are available. Biden has put forth the goal of vaccinating 100 million Americans in his first 100 days in office. Oil ended the session up 30 cents a barrel at $53.28 a barrel. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.